yes, it's true that Ndiraya has resigned as the Dynamo's assistant coach.
What were his reasons for resigning from your club?
He said there's a degree that he wants to pursue, and he'll be writing in November, so he needs time to start.
But there were media reports that he was not having a good relationship with coach Calisto Pasua. How true are these allegations?
I want to believe so, because when we held a meeting, the coach was also complaining about one or two things that they were not getting along with each other.
Looking at the timing of assistant coach Ndiraya's resignation, would this not affect your team, seeing as you only have 12 games left until the end of the season?
It will affect us, but we have to move on. There's nothing we can do, because we persuaded him to stay, but he said no. He already made his decision to leave. So as a club, we cannot wait. We'll try our best to win all the remaining games and probably lift the league.
Were you able to buy some new players during the transfer window?
Yes, we did. With players like Victor Amuka and Oscar Machaba, they were playing in South Africa, and they are back home here, and we've since registered them. And also we deregistered Milton Makopa, because he was not feeling well, but now he's full fit and he's back again with the team. I'm hoping we'll do better this time.
And what message do you have for Dynamo's fans who are perhaps looking at you as management and questioning why the assistant coach will be resigning at this point in time?
Dynamo is a big institution. It is expected that it can be me, it can be anyone else, but it doesn't mean that that's the end of the world. Dynamo's will remain there, and I promise our fans that there will be fireworks. They mustn't doubt the leadership that we have. We'll do something for them, and they'll be happy.